This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Kevin James is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch King of Queens?
Yeah, of course. We were sitting there, actually, in the lobby, and I'm like, what is this guy's name? I totally just spaced it, right? Mm-hmm. I know it's Kevin James, but at this moment, I couldn't think of it.
Yeah.
And the guy in front of us leans back and is like, it's Kevin James. And they're like, yeah, he's from, like, King of Queens, right? And the guy's just like, yeah. And then he turns back around.
He's like the guy in Family Guy that runs the gas station. Mm-hmm. He knows every movie ever.
Exactly. So yeah. Me and my friend were just sitting next to each other. We looked at each other and we're like, oh, don't mess with him.
Like it's a theater. Like you're being rude.
Uh-huh. Shh. It is a theater, I guess. All of the seats are facing forward. There's no audio, though. They just have subtitles.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. People are funny.
Shh. I'm trying to make the movie. Well, I'm trying to donate plasma.
Yeah. You know, Leah, his wife in King of Queens?
Yeah.
She was a Scientologist.
Really?
Yeah.
You should get along with Tom Cruise.
She's got a show. Oh, no, she's out of it now.
Oh, she was.
Yeah, she was in it. Yeah. She got a crazy story. But yeah, she has her own show now about people, families who have left Scientology.
Right.
Because if you get deep enough into it, you're like living on a base compound. Like barbed wire, you're in there. You can't, you know, get out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's creepy. Creepy stuff, man.
Right. You know what I don't like is people that have their own TV shows, like Samantha Bee.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't, like, I don't get it, and I don't enjoy it.
Like vlogs?
Yeah, I guess so, kind of.
Yeah.
Conan's cool, too, but I just don't get it.
Oh, you mean like network shows?
Yeah,
like
Samantha
Bee. Like the Colbert Report. And...
Yeah, those...
Yeah. Oh, her. She's like the blonde...
Yeah.
With the... Isn't she on Fox? Or is she on MSNBC?
You know, I don't know. In all honesty, I don't watch it. I don't... I just see a lot of advertising for it.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, go away, lady.
Yeah.
Get off my advertisements.
Mm.
I'd rather be advertised with...
Yeah, you watch one video on YouTube else. And you never forget it.
I know.
It always shows up in your recommended videos.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Well, I guess you can just do not interested, but too lazy for that.
And having to skip the advertisements is too much of a hassle. Sometimes it won't even let you.
Yeah. Well, that happened to me with Pandora the other day. I was listening to music at work, and normally when ads come on, I can't stand ads. I can't do it. I just turn my volume down.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, I turned my volume down at work, and I was like, oh, music's probably playing, and I turn it back up, and nothing's going. What? So I get my phone out, and it paused. So I open the app. And it says, oh, we noticed you turned your volume down, so we paused your music for you.
But it paused the advertisement?
It was an ad, yeah. An ad was playing. So then I had to turn it up, press play to listen to the damn ad.
Oh my gosh,
so
that's
now
the worst.
Now I just take my headphones out for a minute or two. Because I can't listen to them. I can't do it.
You
There's
just
reminded
something
me. So sinister about advertising.
So this is something that gets our goats. But you just reminded me, we may not have emails from people about the Get Your Goat, but I did see a guy that had a meltdown. Not me personally. My friend who was waiting for me, he finished donating before me.
Yeah.
So he was out in his car. And in between the time that it took him to wait for me outside and me to get to his car, he said some dude came out. And I guess they have some kind of special this month where if you donate 7 times, you get an extra $75 or whatever, right?
Huh. That's pretty
so good. This guy like comes out, college age student or something, right?
Yeah.
And JT, my friend, is just sitting in his car chilling, listening to music, and he hears this. He looks over at this guy and he hears him, man, why is the sun so freaking bright? Man, why is the sun so freaking bright? And then all of a sudden he's just like, what?
Freaking exactly? Or did he actually say fuck?
No, he said F.
Okay.
But after that, he's like, I really need that effing money. I guess he got deferred or something, like he couldn't donate, so he's like super pissed off that he wasn't going to be able to make the seven donations.
To him now,
yeah,
the sun.
So the first thing that he says when he comes out is, why is the sun so effing bright?
Would you get upset? You're mad at everything, uh-huh. though. It's like,
so for, that's yeah. like our running joke right now. Is every time we see each other, or like we're driving down the street with the windows down, and we pass somebody, I'll like lean out the window and yell at them, "Why is the sun so effing bright?"
Fuck the sun.
It's not even summer yet, man. You don't even know. You don't even know. Oh, the sun, the Mexican sun is the worst.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it the Mexican sun because it's not American.
Well, it's closer to the equator, so.
Yeah, and it's the worst.
It's not. It's pretty dry in Mexico. Mm-hmm. It's not humid, so.
Not where I was.
No, when it's humid, isn't it hotter? If yeah. the sun's out?
Because the heat.
Air is denser.
Trapped the heat. Huh. Like on the East Coast. It's all trapped.
Yeah.
Nobody that goes east. We east. I thought you said weest. East. Yeah. Oh, man. So that guy totally had a meltdown.
Right.
Lost his goats to Griffles.
Yeah.
And the plasma center. They just and the sun. Just I guess the goats, sun got man. Him.
They just took him.
The sun got him, too.
Yeah. The sun just reached down into his chest and just grabbed the goats by the mane. Just pulled them right out.
We gotta do that. Oh, man.
You just got...
I haven't really had anything get my goats yet yeah. that I can recall. I've just been, like... I haven't been frustrated. I've just been, like, sad. Like, you know, you just sit on the couch and just slouch down into it. Like, you're gonna sink in between the cushions. Yeah. That's how I feel. Just like...
Meh. You just... Your mind forgets where your body... starts and the couch begins,
mm-hmm.
or where your body ends.
Yeah,
muff that up,
and then hopefully I'll find the remote
right.
while I'm at it.
Yeah.
One of our roommates decided to hide the remote in the closet.
Isn't that hilarious? It's like the worst thing, to have to get up and turn the TV on. Yeah. It's awful.
And then you can't even change the channel.
But like you got one 10 channel years to watch. Ago, we were amazed that we even had a fucking TV. You know. This is amazing. And we're like, oh, fuck, I gotta press the button.
I know. It's the worst. But my roommate, he decided to pull a prank and hid the TV remote. When was it? I'm drawing a blank just because my mind's still in another place. Okay, so it was Friday night to Saturday morning. Friday night, I stayed up pretty late watching Game of Thrones because I'm catching up. Mm. And, I just so happened to hear somebody go downstairs and watch TV. I guess they couldn't sleep. So I assumed it was one of our roommates. And then the other roommate, in the morning, went up to at like 8 o'clock to go to work. And he decided to pull a prank and hid their TV remote in the closet. And the first roommate gets... The roommate who was up late last night goes downstairs and sees that he can't find the remote. And he's like, I just used the TV last night. I was the last person to use it.
Mm.
So where the freak could it be? Anyway, I bet you he did the same exact thing as me, because when I went down, I did the same thing. I was like, oh, where's the remote? Somebody lost it. And then later on that day, I found out that he hid it in the closet or whatever, right? So I took off all the cushions. I looked under the couches. I went upstairs, and I looked in the bathrooms. Like, maybe somebody just, like, late at night, you know? Like, is, like, just rubbing their eyes and, like, going to the bathroom with the remote in their hand still.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I was looking everywhere for it. I don't even watch TV. I just wanted to, like... Just turn it on and, like, zone out.
Yeah.
Because most of the time I don't want to hook up my tablet in order to watch, like, a TV show, like Family Guy or whatever that I want to zone out.
Mm.
And I was too Game of Thrones out
right.
from the night before. So I was just done. I was just like, let's just not do it.
Yeah.
So I just left it. I didn't care that the remote was missing. But the other roommate did. He was, I don't know if he still has found it. It's probably still missing. I guess it's not missing, because I know where it is, and the other roommate knows where it is. It's in the closet. But last I checked, no remote.
Yeah. Yeah, the other night, I was... Well, I guess it's been a growing feeling, but I just... All of my entertainment outlets aren't entertaining me anymore. Like, I normally put the boys down, and then I might watch YouTube for, like, an hour and go to bed or something. But I just couldn't... I don't know, I didn't want to watch anything on YouTube. Didn't want to watch any shows.
YouTube's dying.
No, it's still pretty awesome.
But it's all just content now, like episode per episode, and then they have to like reach that 10 minute mark.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it'll still be. I mean, you're it's not going to get
good.
Rid of YouTube.
You're not, you know, you can't get rid of it. But it's definitely evolving into something I'm not as interested in.
Right. Twitch seems pretty good if you're into watching like games. Streams and things. Yeah, Twitch is pretty cool.
I watch some streams, but it really depends on the person.
Exactly, yeah.
It really, really does.
Entertainment value of whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I just felt like it was too much. It was just too much entertainment. I just need to... So I ended up just meditating for like... Do you do much meditation?
If you consider, like, leaving my apartment and trying to find a quiet place in my car, yes.
Yeah, that's a form of meditation.
Yeah, I just leave and I go out in my car sometimes.
Yeah.
It's, which kind of sucks, because, like, I...
It's getting harder to find quiet places nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, especially, yeah, with 6 roommates.
Yeah. But I like, just breathing. Just trying to keep your mind clear. It's weird, man. It's hard. It's hard to just not have any thoughts. Because I was sitting there and just trying not to think about anything. And then my mind would start to wander. And I'd think, just breathe in, breathe out. And I was like, what? Telling myself to just breathe is thinking at the same time. And then I'm just like, go off.
And then your voice gets louder in your head.
Yeah. But then it's been scientifically proven that if you can meditate and push off just not thinking anything, not having anything in your mind, then you can continually build on that. It builds more neural pathways in your brain. It's been proven.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I've been trying to do it more often because it's hard, but it's like a skill. You can learn develop. To get better at it, and then you can use it to reflect on like moments in your life and just how to kind of notice things you do that you can do better, or just time to just chill out, you know? Because this goes back to what I was saying about distractions. Like, it's all a distraction. I mean, this is something that I've had in my mind for years, but if you're not aware of the fact that you're breathing, like that you have to take a breath, and you're being distracted by something. Because if you're not living in the moment, then you're caught up by something else. You know, you're not aware of the fact that you're just flying around on an orb in space. It could go wrong any second.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not thinking about that, you're distracted by something. Because that's what's happening, you know? And everything, just having society and an infrastructure, neighbors, it's all a distraction. Just to forget that it could end anytime. I don't know. Just something that's been haunting my thoughts.
One of the times they were checking my vitals, like my pulse and my blood pressure and all that, one of the times it was a little too high, my pulse, and they told me to wait like 15 minutes and come back in and do it again. And if it was too high still, they would have to tell me to leave.
Mm.
So that during that whole entire, like, 15 minutes, I was just like, how can I get my pulse down? How can I do this? What the heck?
And then freaking yourself
I was just,
out
like,
more.
Freaking myself out. And then I go back in, and I'm just, like, focusing on breathing. I'm like, come on. I can do this. So, like, I really like freaking people out, like, making them aware that they're breathing. Because then they're like...
Yeah.
And they have to like control it like manually by themselves. Cause they're like, oh my gosh, I wasn't thinking about this earlier. Now I have to.
Yeah.
And then they have to like refine their rhythm again. But I do it every time I go in now. Every time I'm taking my vitals, I'm like, it's gonna happen. So I start freaking out and I'm like trying to control my breathing. It's the worst.
Oh man.
But it's really funny when somebody does freak out and like you make them aware that they're breathing and then they're like, oh crap, now I can't stop controlling it.
I just lost the game.
Yeah. Oh. I get what you mean.
It's
just like that.
Been years, man. Holy cow.
When you make somebody aware of it.
I was like world champ for a second there. Not anymore. It's gone.
You all just lost the game.
We'll let you figure that one out by yourself.
They don't need to figure it out. And if they do, they can stop listening.
You get bad karma if you put someone in the game. That's how I was taught it.
Yeah, it's we just put 5 people in.
Maybe.
All 5 of you that listen to this.
The capricious god of games, mind tricks, is sitting in his
Loki,
his vesicle of evil, and laughing maniacally to himself. So we just brought more people into the game.
His power grows stronger.
Yep.
Well, whatever. I'll keep playing it till the day I die.
Because once you're in, man. There's no not playing the game. You're always playing. It's like the Matrix. It's like if you let somebody into the game, you're giving them the pill.
you just reminded me of something really funny that I thought could apply to fake news. I don't know. There was a Family Guy episode where Peter started freaking out, and he started running down the street yelling. One of the things he was yelling was, what is it, the Matrix was made by the what brothers? What's their name?
Warren?
Wachowski, or whatever. Wachowski brothers. Freak, I'm an idiot. We should probably just Google it.
Yeah, I can just Google it.
Anyway, Peter goes running down the street. He's like, freak, what did he say? He said, both of the brothers are transgender. It's not just one. Both of them are transgender. It's not just one. And like he just freaks out. It's like both of the brothers who made the Matrix are transgender. It's not just one of them. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, I heard something like that, you know?
Yeah, Wachowskis.
Wachowski brothers. Yeah. I heard something like that. I was like, you know, I remember hearing that one of them was transgender, and then he like made me doubt myself. Are they both? Are they both really? Did they both? And then I looked it up, and sure enough, yep, they're now the Wachowski sisters.
Oh. I just saw a picture. It looked like one of them was still a dude.
Nope.
Maybe it's an outdated picture.
It specifically...
Yeah, that looks like a guy and a girl right there. But yeah, I don't know how up-to-date that picture is.
Specifically going to my favorite source, Wikipedia again, it says, this Wachowski brother, formerly known as blah, 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 and this Wachowski brother, formerly known as blah, blah, blah. So obviously both of them are.
Yeah.
But I thought that was so funny because... Well,
that one looks like a white Morpheus.
I know. Freak, man.
Looks just like him.
That's not on my tongue. But yeah, Peter Griffin made me doubt myself. Are they both really? So I looked it up. Add that to your fake news, number 3.
Yeah.
You know what else is fake news? We're not living in the main.
Or are we? There's some pretty strong evidence that
yep.
We're it's living a philosophical in a simulation.
Philosophical debate. They opened up that can of worms. I mean, they opened up that...
What a can of worms it is.
Can of matrixes.
I don't know. I love brain fucks like that.
It's all in your head.
Yeah, I have to puzzle it out. There's no right or wrong answer, you know? It's not testable. You can't... Well, not by any means that we know currently.
It's like that stupid riddle. One of us always lies and the other tells the truth. What do you ask the guy? I used to know the answer, but I don't. I've never
heard this one.
Really?
No.
Oh. Well, it's always in the magical fairy tales when the hero comes to a bridge in the road or whatever and he has to take two paths where it's guarded by two people or two twins, two brothers. Two brothers. We're just regular brothers. But,
in a world.
One of them always lies, and the other tells the truth. So you have to figure out which one it is and which path to take or something stupid like that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'll kill you.
Silence?
And there's like an easy way around it, and it's like so simple. But I always forget what the question is.
Huh.
I think you ask one of them, does he lie? Or something like that. I'm overthinking it. My brain is mush.
I could see how there could be a solution there. I can't do it right now though.
Or you could just ask one of them.
Flurbed.
They introduce themselves. Hi, I'm Fleeb, and I'm Pleeb. And then you ask one of them. All right, Fleeb, what's his name? And then he's like, he has to lie or tell the truth. I guess that's one way of doing it too.
Fleeb and Peeb.
I couldn't think of anything, man. Sounds like something they'd be putting on Rick and Morty.
Just, no, what you do is you push the button and have Mr. Meeseeks come out and be like, which one's the liar?
Yeah, no kidding. Or use a plumbus.
He'll figure it out. Hello, sweet listener. Thank you. us a like on our Facebook page at Hold Your Goats Podcast. If you'd like to participate in the What Gets Your Goat segment of the show, where we discuss those things that just reach down the deepest part of your being, things that really make you upset.